the weather is finally getting warmer. And if you're like me, you might be looking for ways to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Enter Quince. I have been a lover of Quince for years. I have trusted them to have me looking effortlessly chic year after year. This spring and summer, I am obsessed with their European linen line. I am going to be living in their tank tops and linen pants all spring and summer. Whether it's blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, whatever you're looking for, Quince has got it. And the best part, all Quince items are 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/BGB for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/BGB to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/BGB.
Save big money on plant protection supplies now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready-to-spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the Black Girl Burnout Podcast. Kelly here. And today we need to talk about it, y'all. Today we are going to talk about racism. And we're going to talk about how to opt out of unhappiness. And yes, I'm going to link those two things together in Black History Month of all places. But if we cannot talk about opting out of unhappiness and racism in Black History Month, I don't know when we're going to be able to have this conversation. And I am going to make a pretty strong proclamation that for some of you is going to be uncomfortable. That's okay. I'm okay with you all being a little uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable. I've been uncomfortable with this topic, with my navigation of it. And I promise you, it's worth the conversation. And it is all coming to you from the goodness of my heart and the dedication that we all have to opt out of struggle. And so to give you some context about what I'm going to talk about, we're talking about opting out of unhappiness. And we are going to link that to racism with the following quote. And this quote is from Toni Morrison. She was a very famous and decorated writer. And she made this very powerful quote. And it goes like this. The function, the very serious function of racism is distraction. It keeps you from doing your work. It keeps you explaining over and over and over again, your reason for being. Somebody says you have no language and you spend 20 years proving that you do. Somebody says you have no art, so you dredge that up. Somebody says you have no kingdoms, so you dredge that up. None of this is necessary. There will always be one more thing. This quote gives me chills because when I made the decision to opt out of struggle, this was a huge turning point into how I saw white supremacy, racism, sexism, massage noir. I'm going to talk about that in another episode. Don't worry. That's coming up later in another We've Got to Talk About It. But healing my relationship with racism has been huge in letting me opt out of struggle. Because when you think about racism as a distraction, it stops you from spending your entire life unhappy. Now, racism is very real. You don't need to be told that. Water is wet and racism is happening all day, every day. in some way, shape, or form. Toni Morrison isn't saying it's not hard to be a Black woman and there's no such thing as discrimination. She is keying in on something really important. She is talking about what the impact of racism really is. It is detrimental on a physical level, for sure, but it is a time waster and a distraction. And we need to talk about it because I have been looking at Black History Month and I feel like we've gone away from the purpose of Black History Month, which is to celebrate and liberate and celebrate the Black experience, to celebrate what it means to be Black and to continue to center our liberation. And when I say our liberation, I mean our mental, emotional, physical, financial liberation from these systems of oppression. But what I see is a lot of ultimately distracting debates about racism. Racism in media, again. Racism about music, again. I see a lot of arguments that are distractions. And she makes two good points in this quote. She one establishes that racism is a distraction. But the second thing she says is it keeps you from doing your work. It's a distraction from us celebrating Black history, Black accomplishment, Black brilliance. We cannot spend our time talking about how systems continue to not give us what we are entitled to or need. Because while you're waiting for a system to validate you, whether it be in this case, the Grammys, the Oscars, pop culture, your Instagram followers, while you're waiting for algorithms to validate you and white men voting in rooms, it becomes an excuse to not do your work. It becomes a distraction from you doing your work. And what is our work? Our work is opting out. It doesn't change the fact that systems in place are racist. They will rarely, if ever, truly acknowledge the contributions of Black folks in their spaces, particularly when we're looking at social media and media at large. That's not shocking to me. But what is a waste of your time is to spend so much energy focused on being validated by the very systems of oppression that keep us down, that you lose sight of celebrating yourself, celebrating your community and your sister circles and your people circles. It doesn't always have to be sisters. It changes everything. It changes your perspective. I learned a long time ago that I was never going to be given the same things, the same accolades, the same attention, the same bare minimum respect that my non-Black women peers got. After a while, I realized, because trust me, at first, I was fighting for validation. I was fighting to get seen and awarded and respected. Oh, I was fighting. And you know what it left me? Exhausted, depressed, anxious. And so I decided, I'm opting out of that. That is what the opt-out came from. Opting out doesn't mean blindly ignoring discrimination and unfairness, disparity. Absolutely not. But what it does mean is I'm choosing to focus on celebration and liberation versus validation and empty arguments with folks that will not get it.
Black representation in media really is everything. It is the jumping point in which people can see who they could be. If it wasn't for prominent voices like an Oprah Winfrey on my television screen, I would have never thought to pursue podcasting. Well, if you're looking for the next generation of influential Black voices, you need to look no further than NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. It explores distinct, varied, and most importantly, nuanced Black perspectives. And you're going to hear stories about joy and resilience, empowerment, and how people have created world-shifting things out of struggle. Black perspectives haven't always been centered when we're talking about the story of America, but now we are the story. Turn on NPR today and hear the wide range of voices that are as varied and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, Toni Morrison told us, someone says you have no language, and then you spend 20 years fighting to prove to people that Black people have a vibrant, beautiful language. Someone says you don't have art, so you spend years trying to prove that Black art is real, that Black artisans exist, and that they have in so many ways shaped today's culture. Someone says you have no kingdoms, you have no rich past. And so you spend years trying to prove to people that you do. All that does is leave you exhausted. And I want to be clear, advocacy is not the same as meaningless and empty debates and struggles. When I was in peak struggle, I wasn't advocating for other people. I was mad about my own situation. I wasn't in a space of advocacy. I wasn't thinking about all the Black women I'm trying to help out behind me. I was like, look, Kelly need to get paid and Kelly need an award. When is it going to be my time? And I wasn't doing my work. I wasn't happy. I couldn't find the joy because I was looking at what I didn't have. And I was distracted. Toni said, none of this is necessary. And why? Because there will always be one more thing. And that is what I realized. Okay, I fought. Kelly needs her money. Get that bag. Kelly needs the accolades and the recognition. And I got those things. And guess what? People still racistly, sexistly, and sometimes in my own community, amongst my own Black women peers, talked horribly about me. The things people have said about me that are so wildly untrue from people who knew me, talked to me every single day. The way people smeared my name. The way I got the raise, but I got the raise with everybody in the room resentful. The way I had to fight for a second normal promotion. It never ended. Because I was constantly fighting against racist, oppressive systems, I realized once you made one achievement, they just moved the goalpost. And I found myself back where I started, frustrated, depressed, back with the same refrain. Kelly need to get that bag. Kelly need to get that award. Kelly needs to get the recognition she deserved. Yeah, y'all, I was talking about myself in third person. That's where I was. Not doing my work. Once I opted out of the distraction of racism and I started doing my work, and let me tell you, the work was about finding joy. The work isn't about go do your work, you're a terrible person. My work was about finding joy, not in a paycheck, finding joy, not in whether or not my white boss thinks I'm good, not joining in the distraction with other of my Black women peers, which made us all competitive and petty. It was about loving myself enough because guess what I did? I opted out and created my own job. I opted out and created this podcast. And I will not let anyone ever again make me question my art, my skills, my abilities, my being. I'm not a perfect person by a long shot, but I know I'm generous. I know I wake up every day trying to be kind. I don't always accomplish it, but I try. I know when I went to work every day for someone else, I took care of my employees as best as I could. Not perfectly,
But I always had good intentions. I always wanted the people I knew to know that I was rooting for them and I cared. I make art through podcasting, and it sure as heck isn't perfect. Y'all have listened, especially if y'all listened in the beginning. It's not perfect. I'm not saying I'm the best who ever did a podcast, but I'm proud of what I do. And I won't let anyone else tell me I'm trash. I let go of the distraction of racism and found joy in the process. And doing my work and prioritizing self-love and joy did not mean ignoring or turning a blind eye to systemic injustices. Let me say that one more time. Doing the work and engaging in self-love did not mean turning a blind eye to systemic injustices. I'm more than ever aware of them. And it's a part of the platform of what I do day to day. But what it stopped me from doing was being so narrowly focused on myself, on my struggle, on me, how I'm facing injustices. Why is the world unfair to me? And it did shift me from self-centered unhappiness, and it shifted me to building community and opting out of struggle, but opting into joy. It refocused me through this podcast on two things: celebration, celebrating what it means to be a Black woman. And I mean the broadest versions of that. Anyone calling them a woman, anyone calling them Black, this podcast is for you. It is about celebrating and redefining what that means. But it's also about liberation and liberating myself and anyone who listens to this podcast from the distraction of racism, from the distraction of struggle, from having to prove yourself over and over and over and over again. It's Black History Month. Let's close the month out with celebration and keep that celebration going. Look for ways that you may be getting distracted. Ways that racism is winning because it's keeping you from doing your work. And remember, this year's argument will come back around next year. We'll be right where we started talking about, oh, the algorithm don't like Black people. No, it don't. It's less generous to Black people. But I won't live my life arguing with the algorithm because the algorithm don't care and it's a distraction from me finding joy. We win at life when we find joy. There is no other way to win. Joyful people are boundary people. They are advocates. They are honest. They are together and solid. You can't rattle a happy, joyful person. And that's what I wish for all of you this Black History Month and every day after. Opt out of unhappiness. Opt out of the distraction that racism brings. And opt into your joy. Well, that's it for today's episode. But before we go, I want to tell you something very exciting. We are this close to 1 million downloads for the Black Girl Burnout podcast, and that all comes down to you. We are on that road to 1 million downloads, and I want each and every one of you to be a part of it. And to that end, I have two requests of you. If you are appreciating Black Girl Burnout, please follow us on our socials. Take 5 seconds and click follow on Instagram if that's your platform of choice, or of TikTok. Black Girl Burnout is the @. And the second thing is, if you're enjoying the podcast, take 5 seconds and just hit the 5 stars on Spotify or the 5 stars on Apple Podcasts /iTunes. Each follow and each rating helps support the podcast, helps increasing its growth, and most importantly, has us all showing up better to give you the best that you deserve. Thank you for your continued support, and I can't wait to tell you about the exciting things we've got planned for our 1 million download celebration. More to come, but for now, take care of yourself and take care of each other. I can't save nobody. I put my cape.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.